So out of respect for the hour, I'm just going to say item 9 is the enforcement report. Do you have any questions?
I don't have any.
I think Mr. Young has a lot of questions.
It would take me too long to go through my questions. If you
my only question is, what time is dinner?
Yeah. No, but is there anything in the report that is unusual that we should be made aware of?
I guess I would say there's a number of small-scale settlements that exist in Table 1 and Table 2.
Right.
And then there's one thing I wanted to point out here.
I like the format, Taya.
Yeah,
very nice.
There's a time schedule order mentioned in Table 3. That's of significance. That's associated with Morro Bay Wastewater Treatment Plant. I should mention, there's a lot of stuff in this report, and in part that's because it's a pretty large swath of time. If I look at my notes, it's from April 1st through September 30th.
You know, what I was going to compliment you, Thea, is that I really like this report for the way you approach it, because you, in the past, it used to be a bit of a long list, and you know, and it was kind of a mishmash on different things. So I know it took you quite a bit of time to sort this in a logical order. So 5 stars, that's like maximum, you know. So I want to thank you for the effort in putting this together.
Are we ever going to see Morro Bay go to tertiary treatment?
Yeah.
We will?
I think so. I mean, Harvey still here? Did Harvey bail?
Harvey walked out.
Yeah.
Oh, Harvey's back.
Yeah, I think we are.
Harvey, my question is, it's not really an enforcement question, but because it's here and we see the TSO for Morro Bay, are we ever going to see tertiary treatment for the Morro Bay Wastewater Treatment System for discharge to the
this
ocean?
This is Harvey Packard. The answer they're planning on is yes, not so much so they can discharge it to the ocean, but because
for
so
recycling.
They can recycle it. Yes.
All right.
Right. And you know, we have discussed in the past, Monica, or sometime the limits that we have on what we can and cannot do in terms of regulatory pressure, but one of the tools that we do have is often we are performing review of grant applications and SRF loans. And what we had done with Morro Bay is make the suggestions that a tertiary will go a long ways of having thumbs up from our staff. So we have used successfully that tool in Morro Bay is one of the cases. And, you know, Mr. Harvey, since we're among family here, Harvey and I have actually gone to the city council, and this was in anticipation of BEM, it was organized by the League of Women Voters in anticipation of the referendum in terms of levying a tax, and we spoke on the topic. Also, with Harvey and with John, we met with City Council and with the mayor, and we took 2 rounds at that. So, yep, we.
And the election results from November seem to have been on the side of continuing with the existing project.
This kind of fits under the category of facilitation, and I would augment that with wrangling, you know, in terms of it's, it mm-hmm. doesn't fit perfectly in the regulatory authority.
Well, ultimately, we want to be the region with no secondary treated water discharge to the ocean. I mean, we want recycling, but we also want the other thing too, right?
So any other specific question for Taya on this enforcement item?
You mentioned the stormwater. So Taya Tryon, I just wanted to highlight, this is one of the first times we've used expedited administrative civil liability complaints, which is a compressed version of a normal procedure of doing an ACLC for failure to submit annual reports for the construction stormwater permit. And it was very, I think it was, it's a good signal out that you need to submit these reports. It's not a huge penalty, but I think it gets the message across. And we did a bulk of those with Dominic, and I think that's a good thing.
So, and in all good humor that Taya spares nobody, there is a Tryon company listed there.
No relation. I did have to look that up going, I asked my husband, do you know this person? So.
All right, so any further question on this item before we adjourn? I look on my left, I look on my right.
Nope.
All right, so thank you so much. The fact that we have a very limited amount of question is a true indication that you did a great job putting this together. So again,
I'll tell Todd Stanley, he's a major part of this.
Well, give him our thanks. I mean, you definitely got our attention. So thank you. So this will conclude today's Thursday, December 6, 2018, Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. It is 5:25, meeting adjourned. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., same place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.